Hello, my friends. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 1st, 2025. First of all, I hope you had a nice set of celebrations this last December. For those of you who celebrate Christmas and the New Year last night, I hope you enjoyed delicious food in the company of all the people you love. I also hope that, as a star seed, your interaction with heavily matrixed family members was not too difficult this year. Even though you may share the same table, the entire worldview, reality itself may be completely different from many friends and family members, to the point where it can be seen as living in two different realities. Yet, remember that you can understand them, how they think and why, but they, as the matrixed people they are, cannot understand you, so any effort to make them awaken may be futile and may backfire against you. Even though you may offer them some breadcrumbs about mind-expanding subjects to see how they react and if they want more, in the end, you just need to watch your corner and let others follow their life path. Before I go on, let me do a little explaining about my last two videos, not counting yesterday's that go together in English and Spanish. Following what other alleged non-human groups say online, it does anger me a little to see how supposed experts, people with big names in these extraterrestrial subjects and famous public characters pay a lot of attention and give a lot of credibility to supposed extraterrestrials, who only give confusing and even contradictory messages. With them, they have thousands of people scratching their heads trying to interpret badly written, puzzling, and unclear communications, which could have been worded far more clearly. In my short ET message, I gave the star coordinates to a star which I know is inhabited by troublesome grey aliens, but what is the point in over-adorning myself by giving difficult-to-discover star coordinates, when I could have just said that I was talking about the star Rigel, in Orion. Even if it is a quadruple system. I got the star coordinates from Google, so if there is any inaccuracy, it was not me. I was just trying to make a point. In my confusing example of what an ET message coming from me would be like, I also said a few of my truths there, just saying. And about the economic crash, no, I don't know if it will occur or when, as they have been dangling that at humankind for years now, so I have no problem in saying, I don't know. Contrary to those other alleged ET groups who insist in trying to make everyone perceive them as all-knowing. So that short video is only a rant, because I also know that one of those supposed ET groups that get far more official credibility than I, came out as a spin-off of my predecessors who, unknowingly even helped that person to make the accounts that are still being used to disseminate false information, and which gets more credibility simply because the communications are scarce, short, and indirect. I know that experts simply do not give my group the needed or deserved credibility because we talk too much and we say things too directly, and because we open up too much giving extensive details about our life here and so on, but mainly because I sound, quote, too human. Besides the fact I constantly repeat that there is a lot more humanity outside Earth, I personally never said I was not human. Those of you who know me well, know that I grew up on Earth, attending schools and having a life down there, until age 13. I am human, and not, just like thousands and thousands of other people down there on Earth, who may remember how they got there, and not, and which I know many are listening to me right now, because of their affinity for these subjects, because deep down they know they do not belong in that society on Earth, they know consciously or unconsciously, that they grew up elsewhere. This does not only include fully conscious step-downs, but also the more numerous starseeds who only have a deep feeling of belonging to a much more advanced culture, including those whose families insist that they were born there, yet carry a very different inner story which cannot be invalidated. My video rants also come because I am tired of seeing countless people on Earth with big socially accepted names in these extraterrestrial subjects fall in with the narrative that the drones which are being seen worldwide are the start of a true alien invasion. From here, I know that it's just governments playing with technology above the public understanding to cause an emotional reaction, to cause a problem to sell the solution, which is never good for the people. All this only corroborates what we have always suspected, that those people with big sociably accepted names in this subject are either intelligence-paid individuals which the establishment is using to validate their drone narrative, or they are a bunch of brainless useful idiots. For what it is worth, there is nothing extraterrestrial about those drones and light shows, and those people with high names and their governments know that well, as they contradict themselves all the time. An example of this is when the government states that, quote, they do not know what they are, and then they also officially state that, quote, there is no danger for the public. Unknown objects over your airspace are never something good. Anyone with mild knowledge of military tactics knows that those objects could either be taking their positions before an attack, or are creating a distraction while their real forces are flanking their objectives. If something is unknown, in mass, and over your airspace, it is a threat, but this time the threat is your government and its lies. A little UFO over the sky now and then may mean nothing, but thousands all over the place cannot be harmless, unless they are Chinese lamps or something like that. You get my point. Remember, airspace is sacred. Okay, rant over, and no, I will not continue writing like in those short videos I just published, although I might transmit another similar one in the future, I don't know. And for those of you who think that goofing around is unlike what a responsible, serious queen should do, let me remind you that I am also 16, a teenager, so yes, I get to be goofy. Moving on to other things. I want to thank all of you for all the support of every kind I have received from the start, but especially during the past year 2024. I know I wrote too much about being sick, and that may have bothered many of you, as I did not write about important or enlightened subjects for months, but I must say that I was truly very sick, and as I was told, close to dying at one or another time, and I am not exaggerating. I want to say this next thing: I couldn't have written about anything else as all my attention was on the illness and not dying, so no one can expect me to be interested in other subjects as my mind was entirely overwhelmed with what I was going through. And the mere fact that I was still writing anything at all was already too much. Right now I am glad to say that I am fully recovered and ready to research and write about new and interesting subjects for this year we are starting today. So a big thank you to all of you who were with me and accompanied me with your patience during these last difficult months of 2024. I truly wish I could get closer to many of you, and I never stop thinking and plotting how. And lastly, I want to thank my sponsors who have been supporting me with their beautiful donations. I know I don't say thank you often enough this way, only by email as a confirmation. I don't want this channel to be seen as about the money, that's all. It is about doing and achieving something no one else can, or dares, because Earth is also my home, and I want it to be well. I know what I am doing is of supreme importance, so it is one of my top priorities, as the Taijiquan Queen. That's why I continued to write while being very sick, until my body failed to the point I could no longer move my little finger, and I am not joking. And for those of you, mostly new ones, who are still wondering why I would need money, well, yes, I do need it, because I depend on Earth's resources for food, transportation, and for other things which make this communication possible, because nothing on Earth works without money. A warm thank you to all who have donated to my channel, especially to those few of you who do it constantly and repetitively, as you are sponsoring my presence here, and one of my group. I have no words to say how much I thank you because none of this would be possible without you, as YouTube earnings are far from being enough. Thank you for supporting me, for being at my side, and for being such wonderful friends. I send you a big hug and a kiss along with my thank you. I love you all. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.